Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's getting near dawn.
It's Eric bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate in... We're having a great visit with Jay Meeks, Senior Vice President, Executive Vice President, I should say, of Insperity, in charge of the sales and marketing teams there. And again, full disclosure, our presenting sponsor. Jay, thanks again for being here. Thanks for for having us here in Houston at your convention.
I don't sleep at night anyway, so unless I get up.
Hey, Jay, for 8 years, and this is a report. I'm being a reporter here.
Right.
For 8 years, the NFIB's index of small business optimism wasn't
right.
Optimistic.
That's right, exactly.
It was literally below the 43-year average continually for 8 years.
Right.
In December, it went up quicker and higher than any other year since 1989.
Right. Wow.
In December.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the gold standard for small business attitudes across the country, and so what do you think? What do you think caused small business owners to be that optimistic? I mean, we had an election.
Right.
I mean, that's the obvious one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But what do you think is in their mind to make them feel that way?
Well, I think certain parts of the media, you know, that buffoon that we elected, you know, Donald Trump. Let me just tell you something.
That's what the media says.
Yeah. Okay. Let me tell you something. You don't become a billionaire if you're a buffoon.
Right.
The Bible says a fool and his money are soon parted.
Mm-hmm.
If he's as big a fool, how come he's got an empire?
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of stealthy, right? But I think really what his commitment, I believe that small business believes him when they talk about, he talks about limiting regulations. You know, he had an 80% increase in regulations in 8 years.
That's right.
That's ludicrous. It's like I'm kind of a guy. The guy said, "Look, if you pass a law, you got to take one off."
That's investment killing regulation.
And it causes everybody. Now let's think about this. It's the same thing that happens to salespeople when there's no trust. The trust.
Yeah.
I can't trust this government. I got to keep my.
The one thing that was continued to come up as the number one concern that woke small business owners up at 2 o'clock in the morning was uncertainty.
It's crazy, man.
For 8 years.
Right. And the entrepreneurs in America, they're fantastic people. They're already optimistic. They know there's a point in there, right?
Optimism.
Exactly. They didn't have to read a book about it, right?
Right.
And so it's just innate in them. They see a way where there's no way. And when you start taking away some of the no ways, the obstacles going through that point, you know, I'm getting kind of excited about that if I'm a business owner. As a sales leader, marketing leader, I'm thinking, man, wouldn't it be nice to have a little tailwind?
At least not to have the government against us.
Right. I mean, that's
small. The Main Street businesses have believed that the government was against us for the last 8 years.
Well, no question. And it was.
Between the rhetoric and the policies.
Right.
It was against us.
You know, it's ludicrous. You know, and so I think having you think of the uniqueness of this. You know, you got a businessman, never a politician, and guess what this guy does? He gets things done.
Well, that's the thing.
That's his personality.
The reason I think, and by the way, I polled small business myself, and I'm convinced that they made a big contribution to the way the election went all across the country.
Sure. Yeah.
Because I think what they're saying about Mr. Trump. With all the other things, and he does need to learn how to be the president.
Yeah.
He hasn't quite got that down.
Stop. He's not changing.
I know. But
he's controlling the press. He's everybody like a fool.
I know, but he still has to learn how to be the president. But my point is, I think what they liked was number one, he's been successful.
Yeah, made a payroll.
Number two, he's made a payroll. That's
he
huge.
Also almost went broke in the 90s and reinvented himself.
He did go broke to some degree.
Yep.
And that was ugly, and he can be held, and he should be held accountable whatever mistakes I've made.
They put him on an $80,000 a month allowance. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That would be that'd be tough on us, wouldn't
tough,
it? $80,000. But I do. So,
you know what I'm hoping for, Jim? Let me tell you what I'm hoping for. I believe this. I believe that when he puts his hand in that Bible.
Mm-hmm.
in the full weight of that what position he's in,
right.
I think he's going to be a changed man.
Well, I also think he's surrounding himself with serious people.
Yes.
That will tell him the truth.
Yes. Of course. That's leadership.
Yeah. That's a big part of leadership,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Absolutely.
Hey, Jay, good job today. Thanks for being
here. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for being here. We always have a great time, and we're going to put you to work, as you know, today.
Yeah, I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
But thank you for the wisdom that you shared with my audience. We always appreciate it very
going
much.
Going out for the years, right?
Jay Meeks, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, Jim.
He's the real deal. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.